Gospel of Luke. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Shepherding God, you seek us out in the midst of our everyday. From the magnificent to the mundane, we feel your presence. Even in those moments when we feel farthest from you, you search for us, arms outstretched to embrace us. Hold us close now, as we crane our necks to catch a glimpse of your glory. We offer this and all our prayers in the strong name of Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus walks into town and changes the lives of those who live there. This is the formula for so many of the stories of Christ that we've heard, that we've learned, that we've loved over the years. But this story is a little different. I'll grant you that it's not short on transformational content. And there's no small amount of grace to be found in the words. Short jokes, anybody? No? It's a story of Zacchaeus. I felt like I had to. And in the same vein, I feel a kinship with Zacchaeus, because I don't know if you know this, I'm kind of the shortest person in the room most of the time. And if you don't know that, stand me next to Peter Short later. Actually, just last week, I was mistaken for a Lord of the Rings character. A dwarf, of course. It was your mother. And in the true spirit of a Zacchaeus sermon, I'll try and keep this short today. That's the last one, I think. But with that out of the way, what about this story makes it memorable for us? I mean, if I'd come to you 2 weeks ago, and I'd asked you something about Zacchaeus, tell me something about Zacchaeus, what might you have thought of? For me, it was an old Sunday school rhyme that we heard our children's choir sing last year, I think. But for some of us, we know a few parts of it. Does anybody know Zacchaeus was a wee little man? That's right. He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in that tree and he said, "Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm coming to your house." Parents singing it because we practiced it with our kids last year. "For I'm going to your house today." It continues on after that. There's a little more. But that's what I remember the most. And again, even in this song that's meant to tell this story of faith, Zacchaeus was that wee little man. Not a tax collector or a sinner. He was a wee little man. But really, what else does he have? When we look at the various stories that fall into this formula of Jesus walking into town and changing lives, what category does this one fall into? The truth is that Zacchaeus is special because he's unlike any other character that Christ meets in his journey. He wasn't called like the disciples were. He wasn't suffering physically or emotionally. It doesn't even really say that he was suffering spiritually. What was special about Zacchaeus was that he was an average guy. Well, shorter than the average guy. Now, most people who experience a call from Christ do so either as a personal invitation or through the preaching of Jesus. Others sought Jesus because of some affliction. Zacchaeus was different. As far as we can tell, Zacchaeus was successful in life. He was rich, the passage said. And even if he was in a position that gained him some animosity, a tax collector, one fraught with stigmas, because they're cheaters and swindlers, so they say. As far as we can tell, Zacchaeus strove to live with integrity. He even shouts back at those who call him a sinner, asking one of them to name a time when he cheated another or committed fraud against them. And to that person, he would return fourfold. So, average Zacchaeus wasn't seeking healing, and he wasn't seeking forgiveness. He was just seeking Jesus, with a curious faith that called him to come and know the man, or at least glimpse the man, that people are calling the Christ. And so he tried. But as the story goes, he was too short. Now, I keep coming back to this because Luke thought it was important enough to point out. He was the short tax collector, and that's probably how he was known to his neighbors. That's probably how he was known to everybody. And so Luke made a note of it. And because he was short in stature, he ran ahead. And he climbed a sycamore tree that he might see Jesus. And so he waited. What happens next is actually the most remarkable part of the whole passage. But it's buried, it's wedged between jabs at Zacchaeus' height and Zacchaeus defending himself to Christ and to the crowd. As Jesus is making his way through the town, and as he passes by that same sycamore tree in which sits our man Zacchaeus, Jesus stops, looks up, and does what? What does Jesus do? He invites him to come down. That's not actually the first thing he does. What does he say? What was that? That's not the first thing he says. He said what? He said his name first. He called him by name. This man that Jesus had never met, and yet whose heart he knows. Jesus calls him by name. He doesn't say, "Hey there, little fella," or "Hey there, tax collector." He looks right into his eyes and he says, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." In that one act, we see an example of how we should relate to one another and how God relates with us. God knows our name. And just as Christ did with Zacchaeus, God seeks us out. The last wonderfully unique thing about this seemingly ordinary story where Jesus forever changes someone's life is how it ends, or rather, how it continues after. In many healing and forgiveness stories, we hear that those healed and those forgiven go on to lead different lives than they had before, sometimes radically different. But what about Zacchaeus? He came into this story a tax collector who lived well and honestly. And as far as we know, at the end of this story, he simply continues to be a tax collector who lives well and honestly, who gives of himself to those in need, who strives to deal with his neighbor with integrity. He just goes on living his life. He too is a son of Abraham, Jesus says. In so many stories of Christ, we find comfort because in them our faith is confirmed. Jesus heals the sick. Jesus finds the lost. Jesus mends the broken, feeds the hungry, and on and on and on. Our faith in a Christ who reaches out to the margins is solidified because that's his bread and butter, or bread and fishes, I should say. It's what he does. But what about those of us sitting in the sycamore trees, waiting for Jesus to pass us by? We aren't hurting. We don't feel particularly lost geographically or spiritually. We know that we carry our own brokenness, but it does not define us. When will we see Christ? He comes even now. He calls to you as we wait in that tree. He calls to you asking for a place in your heart. And we are reminded that as often as we have been seeking, God has ever been there, arms outstretched to embrace us, to welcome us in, even as we open our hearts to the holy, yearning to walk with us, even as we leap limb over limb out of that tree that we've been waiting in for so long. So thank you, God, for seeking us, for knowing us, and for calling us by name. Amen.